This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to have Rob doing the next segment of I Haven't Gotten to All These Calls. Continue with the calls throughout the entire hour. The fourth hour is back. Now it's a aftermath breaking news analysis starting 5 days a week now. So that's 5 hours more of transmission per week than the globalist face. Joshua in Tennessee, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. You're on the air with Larry Nichols. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm here in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I was just reading the Mercury, which is our local independent newspaper, last week, and there was the first Black Lives Matter meeting a couple of weeks ago at a performance arts little studio. There's about 100 people there, and in the paper it stated that they asked that even though over 50% of the people there, so I'm a little out of breath, I was riding my bike, were white or not black anyway, they asked them not to sign up for the mailing list, that they only want black individuals and the Black Lives Matter.
Well, yeah, it's extremely racist. I mean, that's the fact. What was the name of the headline of that article? I want to pull that up. That's interesting.
It was Black Lives Matter meeting in Knoxville. It was it's called the Knoxville Mercury. I know they have
I know the paper. I know the paper. It says Black Lives Matter. What's the exact headline?
I don't know. Black Lives Matter Knoxville, I believe, is the exact headline.
All right, Knoxville Mercury. We'll look it up, sir. Very interesting. Anything else?
To go. That's about it, really. Other than that, the vaccine situation, I have a friend of mine that was just telling me the other day her son just got vaccines, and now he can't walk right. A friend of hers, the baby died the very day that he got the vaccines. It was a premature baby, and they pumped him full of vaccines, and he died that night. So, you know, it's I tried to do.
We've had the nurses on. We've had the nurses on when they go, this is going to kill the baby. And the hospital says, fire at will, Commander. But nobody's mad about that. How about babies' lives matter? No, no, it's all just absolutely. And then now her son gets it, and he can't walk. And that's a fact. I mean, this stuff goes on all over the place, and they just sit there going, safe and effective, safe and effective. God bless you. Appreciate your call. Makes me sick, folks. They're going after the new generation. They're targeting us all while we're at each other's throats. Larry Nichols is our guest. Doug in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Larry. How you doing?
You guys are
amazing. I have 20 grandkids, and right now you guys are saving their lives along with all these other kids whose parents aren't smart enough to wake up. They're so involved on their cell phones and everything that they don't realize what's going on, and they're letting their families die, basically. On this deal in Chicago, that Fox Lake is real high end. I mean, there are some mansions there, and I'm thinking that's why they've got the lockdown, is to prevent it from spreading out anywhere else in that area. So it's, you know, the whole thing is ridiculous that people can't.
Well, if it ends up being racially motivated, I hope MSNBC and Louis Farrakhan are happy.
You know, black people, I don't get it. I got black friends that say the same thing. They said, this is all a setup. Don't.
Everybody I know that's black says the same thing. Everybody I know gets it. That's what I mean. I don't get. Thank you for the call. Great points. Larry, they just, that's the thing, is it seems like the establishment doesn't even care if we know. They're just going ahead with it as a cover story.
Yeah, you know, Alex, it's something that we did back when I was with Clinton. We cleverly called it, instead of brainwashing, we called it social engineering. And that's what's happening to us, and it's really happening to our youth. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you, look at what they're doing with our words. They're fixing it to where half the stuff in our language we can't say. But, Alex, if you look at the words they exclude, they all connect to the takeover of our country. The words that would, if we still have those words in our vocabulary, then our young know from where we came, and they're erasing where we came from.
That's why
from,
they're
buddy.
Getting rid of boy and girl, father and mother. This is a cult takeover.
It is. And Alex, you know, I've got to say this about the video that you did. Sorry about the bulldog chipping in. Thank you for what you sent to me. That was huge. I want people to know that. I don't I don't come on here.
No, no. Thank you, brother. We're going to talk to you again very, very soon. We'll interview you the day we premiere this new documentary. But Larry Nichols, thank you so much. God bless you. Rob, who's coming up?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Here, this is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am hosting now. This is Rob Dew, riding shotgun, Jakari Jackson, and Joe Biggs is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. He is actually listening to the police scanner audio of what's going on up in Illinois, just north of Chicago. Right. And so what I'm looking at now, actually, somebody just sent me this. I get a lot of emails from our tipsters. This one came from Glenn. And the article, it's from the San Antonio Express News. Video shows San Antonio man shot by sheriff's deputies while his hands are up. And we're going to go to show you some of this video. I don't know if this will end up making it on YouTube. The censors there are going crazy anytime you show any type of
anytime we show it.
Right. Yeah, it's bad. But you can go on, actually find the there's a suicide video of a guy who he was a congressman named Bud Dwyer from the state of Pennsylvania who was caught in this corruption stuff. He shoots himself in the head on live during a news conference. And that video is still on YouTube. And it's graphic, more graphic than anything we've ever shown. But let's go back to this this article. Video shows San Antonio man shot by sheriff's deputies while his hands are up. Video published in its entirety shows two Bexar County deputies opening fire and killing a man who appears to be standing still with his hands up. Now, I watched some of this video that we're going to roll real quick. Go and pull that video back up and show that. That was from KSAT, and the video there is from Michael Thomas. You can see this guy kind of walking around before he was over near his house. Now, the deputies are coming out to talk to him. The guy shooting this and his cell phone moves into a little bit better location, but you can clearly see, look, there his hands are up, and boom, he is shot right there on the spot. Hands are up, the guy is not moving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guy doesn't appear to be black, African-American. I think somebody said he was Hispanic. I'm not sure if they've released his name yet. In these two articles, actually, Gilbert Flores is his name, 41-year-old suspect. Was shot outside his home on the 24,000 block of Walnut Pass.
Yeah, but, you know, talking about this racial issue, which, yeah, racial issues do exist, but I'm reminded of that video from a few months ago. I can't remember what city it was, but it was two black men in a vehicle. They're pulled over by a black officer. One of the guys gets out the vehicle with his hands up and gets shot by the cop.
Yeah.
You know, so they always say it's some racial deal. No, you can just encounter a police officer of any color.
The deputies, Greg Vasquez and Robert Sanchez. So it looks like they're all Hispanic, you know. So there won't be any protests and burnings in San Antonio over this. But the guy clearly had his hands up. I mean, that is definitely something that's going to be, and it needs to be investigated. We need to let the rule of law take place. And if it comes out that these guys are exonerated, you know, I don't know what's going to happen then. But that's clearly
that's the reason why we have these issues. You know, going back to Kelly Thomas out in California, you know, the guy was beaten to death. You know, he's a white guy beaten to death on camera over the course of 20 minutes. And then we hear all this jargon, how we need body cameras. Like, well, you have this on video. Why don't you do something about it? And then I heard something about, like, one of the officers went to CC's Pizza and he got kicked out. That's probably the worst thing that happened to him. He didn't serve any time in jail.
Right. Well, and it was a gun thing. They said they didn't like him open carrying his firearm, which is ridiculous. You would think you would want a police officer at your establishment in case something were ever to happen. Now, I want to go to a quick report by Joe Biggs. He's actually monitoring the stuff, as I said, on police scanner at this time. So let's roll that, and then Joe's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We've got Hillary Clinton news. We've got all kind of stuff. We're going to be doing the fourth hour here for, I guess, the rest of our lives. We're going to be doing that fourth hour live. So I'm looking forward to it. I love it. Let's roll that report.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now, there is currently a manhunt underway in Fox Lake, Illinois, for three suspected cop killers. Now, around 8 a.m. this morning, a Fox Lake police officer was shot and killed, and now there's this huge, massive manhunt, much like in Watertown, Massachusetts, that happened with the Boston bombings. There's reports of police going door-to-door looking for these suspects, and essentially the entire area of Fox Lake is on lockdown, including schools and other businesses as well. Now, the officer was pursuing people described as suspicious around 8 a.m. Tuesday, according to Lake County Undersheriff Raymond Rose. Officers responding to the scene to help the officer found him in a marshy area, stripped of his gun and other equipment, and the officer has died on the scene. Now the police have just established a perimeter in that area trying to look for the one black male and two white males who are the suspects in this shooting. Police, with the help of U.S. Marshals, were searching woods and businesses in the area, authorities said. Now, the police released a statement saying that if residents see anybody in the area that doesn't belong or doesn't look right, they should call 911 and report them. The search prompted officials at Grant Community High School to put their building on lockdown. Grant Community High School is currently in a lockdown at the request of the Fox Lake Police Department. Now, this killing of a police officer comes 2 days after a police officer was killed in the Houston area at a Cypress gas station. Officer Goforth was executed by a lone gunman. Now, there have been numerous cop killings that have happened in Louisiana, too, over the last few months. So what's going on? What's prompting this? This is something that we're going to continue to keep an eye on because this is a story that is unfolding. It's still going on. I've got my police scanner out. We're going to be listening for updates, and we'll keep you guys informed. Stay tuned to InfoWars.com.
There you go. That was Joe Biggs, and he's going to be here at the bottom of the hour at 2:30 Central and joining us to talk about any new developments that might have happened.
Yeah, and when we talk about these police shootings, we had a chance to talk about this a little bit more in Overdrive the other day. When you have these continuous things, we already see the police out there. They have MRAPs and the heavy armor and all these other armaments. This is just giving them more purpose. Or you see this, you see that. We need more of this stuff. Yeah. And then it could get to the point where your standard patrol car is an MRAP.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, and this is something that we've been documenting. Even before I got here in 2009. One of the first big trips I went on was the G20 going on in Pittsburgh, and there were MRAPs everywhere. They started hitting everybody with the sound cannon, and it was the first time the sound cannon had been used on American citizens, and now it's no big deal. We got sound cannons. We got
used in Ferguson, every place else.
Exactly, and it's incidents like these that give them the excuse to want to ramp up their arsenal.
Yeah.
And it's really disturbing to see it go in that direction. But also at the same time, the cop killings are going to get hyped up on the news. Shootings like this other one of this man in San Antonio are going to get hyped up. I think this just hit the wire about 4 hours ago when they finally released. It looks like they released the video on updated it on August 31st at 11 o'clock that night. So you have all these incidents. It's really setting the stage for an internal civil war here in the United States, and it's going to be people versus the establishment. And I think, I don't know, where is the average citizen going to fall in this mess? And that's what I'm worried about. I'm ready to defend my family, and I hope other people out there are ready to defend their families if it comes to that. But obviously, we don't want it to come to that. There's so many other things we could be working towards instead of shooting each other.
That's right. Just like we had Mr. Pittman on the show yesterday, who was a candidate for sheriff down in the Houston area, and we were asking him these questions that we're talking about now, and he said, I want to make sure that it doesn't get to that point in Houston. And that's what we need to have. We need to have more community togetherness. I think a great example of that was in Charleston when I was down there. We've seen all the things in Ferguson and Baltimore and Cleveland and every place else. But I get out to Charleston, and it's, police, they're out there, but they're not out there in the MRAPs. They don't have guns aimed at people. They're just interacting with the crowd. And, I think the worst thing that happened while I was out there was, just some minor graffiti or something like that. It was no big deal, really, after it happened. It was a horrible tragedy. But the way people reacted to it was a very positive way, and hopefully we can see more of that going on around the country.
Well, and these incidents are having them being brought out like this is making people stand up and talk about it and at least pick a side. And you find out who's on the side of law and order and who's on the side of, chaos and murder and degradation, because we do have to get beyond. It seems like we haven't made, I think since 9/11, our country has really not progressed in any direction like it should. We've stagnated for 10 years after 9/11 under George Bush, or I guess they seven and a half years after George Bush. Mm-hmm. Now with Obama, race relations have gone down just as the police state is ramping up. And it started before Bush, but he really ramped it up with the creation of Homeland Security.
Yeah, and we've seen various people come out, Sheriff Clark, many others, coming after the Obama administration, Eric Holder, these people, Al Sharpton, whoever else, for kind of ratcheting up this rhetoric. And of course, we do want to talk about this stuff. We don't want to sweep it under the rug and act like it didn't happen. But when you have people who have such a concerted effort to hype these racial situations, but then again, they ignore things like what happened to Kelly Thomas and many other people that, people don't know the names of. They're not as famous as a Michael Brown or Eric Garner, but they were, they encountered the police in a very violent situation nonetheless.
Yeah, and it's like what Sheriff Clark said the other day. He's like, I don't like people using the qualifier, there's some bad cops. He wants to take the stance of a vanguard, and that cops, it seems like he's saying cops can do no wrong, which I think, if you do bad things, you should be prosecuted.
No, absolutely.
You shouldn't be able to, because you have a shield, you get a free pass, especially when you do something wrong and it's caught on tape. Because a lot of these incidences don't get caught on tape, and now it's finally starting to happen because people have cell phones are ubiquitous. Can we go to a couple calls? There's Mike in Oregon's been holding on for an hour. I know we got like a minute before we go to break here. Mike, you were talking. You want to go to the bottom of the rabbit hole? What's your story?
Yeah. Hello. Hi, Rob, and hi, Chikari. Thanks for taking my call. I was kind of preparing to talk with both Alex and Mr. Nichols, but essentially, I just wanted to let everybody know who listens to the show. Know that listening to to all of the different various topics that Alex brings up and talks about and all of you hardworking reporters bring up and talk about on the show, you know, they need to listen to this stuff. And, you know, if they're uninformed about all the things that are going on in the government and in international politics and stuff, you know, I became aware of...
Let me stop you, Mike. We're going to be right back. I'll let you finish that story. We're going to be right back after this break. This is Rob Due with the Infowars.com Alex Jones Show, Riding Shotgun, Jakari Jackson. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Can run on for a long time.
Rob Due and Jakari Jackson doing the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. And we're going to get back to Mike telling, he was explaining to people out there, if you're a listener for the first time or just tuning in, how much information he is able to get just by listening to the Alex Jones Show. And let me tell you, Alex is an encyclopedia of information.
Yeah.
I bring up stuff to him all the time. He goes, oh, yeah, don't forget about this, this, and this. Adding all the other elements that really make a story and show you the story behind the story. Because the mainstream media likes to portray one version of the story. And what I like, what we do here, is we can take it and spread it all out and show you all the facets of it.
Mm-hmm.
And before we go any further, I do want to do a plug for Super Male Vitality. And I actually have a little story of this, but you can go to InfoWarsLife.com. It is our most popular product. And, you know, it's got a lot of interesting herbs in here. And I can't even pronounce half of them. You're going to have to check it out for yourself. It is amazing stuff. And let me tell you the story. I'm 41 years old. And I started playing basketball again recently. I've torn both my ACL ligaments, one of which I fixed, one of which I didn't. I just wear a pretty beefy brace when I play. And the other day, I play every once in a while on a Sunday over at a church, and it's pickup games. And I played one game, and I was dead tired after that. And I looked in my bag, and I had Super Male Vitality. I also have Secret 12 in there, but I said, I'm going to take three dropperfuls of Super Male Vitality. Went and drank some water. Sat out a game, went back in, played three more games without resting.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it's run, it's full court, it's running. But let me tell you, the Super Male Vitality gave me the energy to keep going. And it just, you know, Shane talks about how it helps him increase his workouts. That's Shane Steiner, who's a pretty big guy who does a lot of working out. I don't do that much. I do some pull-ups and push-ups and ride the bike. But let me tell you, this really gave me the energy and sustained energy. And it wasn't like a head high where you're like buzzing. I just didn't feel tired. And I was totally amazed by it. I use it all the time, but that was just one case that happened on Sunday that I can really, you know, tell the people out there, this product really works. And so check it out, InfoWarsLife.com for Super Male Vitality. And while you're on the site, go check out the video for go to InfoWars.com/Money Bomb and check out what we're going to be doing for the Money Bomb on September 16th going into 17th. 27 hours of broadcast. I guess it might be 28 now if we're doing the fourth hour of the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we are. It looks like we might be adding an hour. Jones today decided we're going to just start doing the fourth hour.
So plenty of original content. So if you're a first-time viewer, that's a great place to have your friends and family jump on.
There you go. Hey, Mike, finish up your story, what you were talking about with why you like tuning into the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, it definitely validates a lot of things that I've already perceived. You know, as a foster kid and then later as an advocate for other foster children, I had a front row seat in the 90s of how not only they profiteer off of the foster care system, you know, financially, but how it becomes like the foster kids become like a pool of people that the government can medically experiment on. And so from a young age, I realized, you know, how tyrants behave, and it's given me a lot of insight. And so when I talk about the bottom of the rabbit hole, the point I want to make is that the people who populate this thing that we call the New World Order are, whether they're a petty bureaucrat or all the way up to people like the Clintons, you know, what it is that these people don't have a spiritual or emotional connection with the world around them. And this is, you know, the source of their strength, but it's also their greatest weakness. And I almost think that we don't need to necessarily fight offensively so much against the New World Order rather than just sort of stand back and let these people destroy themselves while doing our best to like provide for common self-defense amongst all of us who love liberty and want to protect that. So basically my point. The bottom of the rabbit hole is people who, you know, they have no connection to the world around them and they come up with all these delusional plans about how they're going to control and manipulate and hurt other people. But in the end, their blind spot is that they don't realize that, you know, their disconnection from the world is their own undoing.
They are the source of their own downbringing, essentially. Now, let me ask you this. Were you ever prescribed a psychotropic drugs while you were in CPS?
My goodness. You know, not only was I prescribed several others, it's just a horrific story. I pretty much been on all the different ones that they had out. And, you know, you have psychiatrists who just are constantly changing what they say your diagnosis is and constantly prescribing new medications. And from my perspective, as I grew up and became an adult and looked back into this, from that perspective, I realized what they're really doing, it was doing, you know, test research to see, you know, how these medications really did affect people as far as psychologically and health-wise. And that, you know...
Yeah, you were being a guinea pig, essentially.
Actually, a lot of the pills I was on, actually... Later on, there was huge lawsuits over, you know, how they should never have been prescribed to adolescents and stuff. So, you know, there's just this huge dark underbelly in the pharma industry. But, it's just a little, it's like Alex Jones calls things a Rosetta Stone to understand things with, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. Mike, thank you for sharing that story. That is truly awful the way CPS treats people, especially young children, as guinea pigs. Now, we're going to be right back with more calls. Joe Biggs is going to come in, give us some more updates on this police shooting up north of Chicago. And we'll be right back. It's Rob Dew with InfoWars.com. Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, strap yourselves in. We have 30 more minutes of the show today. This is the live fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew, riding shotguns, Jakari Jackson. We also have Joe Biggs. Joe's going to give us some updates on the shooting in Fox Lake. Joe, you were listening in on the police scanner. What is going on there?
So there's a lot of stuff going on. They have essentially the entire town on lockdown, like martial law. Mm-hmm. They've got the whole area. The schools, the local schools are shut down. And from what I've been hearing on the police scanner, the police are going into neighborhoods. They're scanning and looking at the license plates and then matching it with the address on the registration to see if that vehicle belongs in that driveway. And then from there, they're going in and looking at the homes.
There's nothing Orwellian about that.
Oh, negative. I mean, that's what's supposed to happen. So it's much like you mentioned earlier, what we saw in Watertown, Massachusetts, with the Boston bombing, the door-to-door searching going through and all that. So if you live in Fox Lake and you might have a warrant out there and you have nothing to do with this, it's probably not going to be a safe place for you to be today. Wow. Anybody out there, you got to think anyone out there who's been laying low under the radar,
It's all going to come to light today.
Yeah, boy, that is definitely a crazy situation.
That's pretty unprecedented that they would scan the license plate. I mean,
there's a no-fly zone.
Yeah, if you go and drop your kids off at the babysitter, you know, you just happen to be in the driveway at that time. Then,
yeah.
You know, come.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of different instances.
They're not playing around. ATF just tweeted out that they've arrived on scene. So the ATF there, U.S. Marshals as well, SWAT team, local police department, all the police departments in that area, the different counties have come together and kind of help in this search. The helicopters are in the air. The guys are in the full riot gear like we saw in Ferguson, the guys in the green, you know. Mm-hmm. So the same thing, it's a very tense situation. I'll be surprised if they catch these people tonight, but for sure probably by tomorrow morning. You got to think, after these guys, three people trying to stay together, running from the cops, they're going to get tired. We'll see what happens.
They're going to get sloppy and eventually get caught.
Well, because this is something that I don't think was planned out. Like, Houston was an execution. This guy was on the hunt for a lone cop. He found them, shot him, killed him. This happened to be a situation around 8 a.m. The cop saw a vehicle, was acting suspicious. The people inside, he pulled him over, called for backup. And I just found out too earlier that the cops were so close trying to get to him, they could actually hear the gunfire happen when he was shot. They found him dead in a marsh with his gun missing and pepper spray and maybe some other equipment, you know, handcuffs, tasers, whatever he had on him. So that's all been taken. So that's currently going on right now.
Wow, and you also mentioned there was an instance where a female cop had seen blood in an abandoned car, and what?
Yeah, they saw I think it was like an abandoned house, mm-hmm. and there was an SUV parked. It was a red SUV, and she went in by herself, looking around, and saw drops of blood. And then another police officer eventually showed up, and I'm sitting here like watching a horror movie, like, "Hey, lady, don't go in there by yourself. What are you doing? What are you doing?" So it's definitely intense. I advise people, hey, if you got a police scanner, listen in to what's going on.
Yeah, it's still legal to do at this point, but I'm sure they will soon eventually cut that off. Here's an interesting story out of the New York Times, and this is in Budapest right now in Hungary. They're having this seems to be like the thoroughfare for all the immigrants who are coming from Africa and the Middle East. They go through Budapest to get to Western Europe. And basically, the train station has now cut off service to the migrants amid the crisis. And the migrants are protesting. They want their free ride into Western Europe. A lot of them are going into Germany, and then they're going into camps. They're being set up in these relocation camps where they can do all the paperwork to find out if they're going to get asylum or not.
Well, wow. Kind of like little camps they set up during the whole Ebola scare with the immigration influx that happened last summer. All these different places were popping up. They were buying those old hotels. They were setting up these FEMA camp type things, buying prisons and all that, and then holding them in there, you know, on our dollar. But it's funny because Donald Trump comes out and says, you know, that everyone coming from Mexico over into here is a murderer, a killer, a rapist, a criminal of some sort, and that the fact that Donald Trump wants to build this wall is racist. But if you look at the southern border of Mexico, they have a giant wall that goes across. They think that a wall is a good idea, too. So I think that's kind of a little bit out there.
Yeah, and well, I think there's a lot of, I don't know if he said everybody is, but I think there's better ways to patrol that area than using a wall. I think we have the technology.
The autonomous drone that Glenn Spencer came up with, the seismic technology that could
send
someone coming through.
Oh, I see someone coming through the studio right now. He's crashing the show.
Alex. You had a fourth microphone in here. No, I actually came in here.
Yep.
Get my cell phone.
I gave it to one of the guys.
Okay, good.
Your keys are in Anthony's office.
Great. I got my crap everywhere. No. I just watched the video that I'm going to perch on Zakari's shoulder right here. I just came and watched the video, and Darren McBreen is in there blowing it up.
Yeah.
Of the shooting in San Antonio. And I was reading. They never charged those cops. This went on a while ago. I'm glad the station released it. That cop executes that guy that had done nothing with his hands up. This is why people are angry. Just like I'm angry if you execute a cop or if you execute, you know, a pot-bellied guy down in San Antonio, this is crazy.
It works both ways.
I mean, beyond here. But that's what people are so upset about. But we can't let the globalists channel that into an explosion. But at the same time, man, that is just insane.
Well, they came out early, you know, and said the whole hands up, don't shoot thing was a lie with Michael Brown. So now I guess they have something that they can actually say and use.
But I wonder if
now hands up, we're going to shoot. But I mean, the guy's hands, he's standing there still. He makes no movement. His hands are up. And they kill him, and the cops act like it's no big deal.
Right.
He's blowing the video up right now.
Okay.
But
yeah, we're going to have it tonight on the
They're trying to get this video taken down.
the police department's put an announcement out, the sheriff's department, they're trying to get this pulled right now.
They're going to try to report it and flag it on everyone's site that has it up.
It's ridiculous.
That's what they're doing. They have troll armies now that they're running out there. And if you put anything up that the establishment doesn't like, they sit there and say, this violates community guidelines. I feel offended by this.
Just because we're not for executing police and we're not for a war with police, we also don't support the police being an armed gang of thugs.
And that's what we talked about, how this is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Anytime a cop gets shot and they start rolling out this martial law scenario, this just says, see, we need this. We need tanks. Mm-hmm. We have to have this,
well,
this apparatus.
And that's what the criminals don't understand. The more and more they do this stuff, the more and more these guys are going to beef up their security.
Oh, yeah.
Like
right.
You said, there's going to be an MRAP on every corner versus a Ford, Taurus, whatever they have.
And it's not going to be about protective service. It's going to be pure revenue generation.
Exactly, because they have to put gas in these giant MRAPs.
Oh, right? It's very expensive, too.
And I just read City of Chicago is suing their red light camera maker that they bought the cameras from and set up to revenue generate because they don't work and people weren't paying their tickets. So now they're suing that company for $300 million, which I kind of feel bad for the company because...
No, but it's all unlawful. You gotta write the summons.
Exactly. There has to be a witness.
The red lights are illegal.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I get something like that, I throw it in the trash can and say, see me in court. I'm not going to do that. I'm not paying that.
Yeah. But what you have, though, you have a company who says, we have a need. There's a need for these red light cameras, which there really isn't. But they make it. The city goes after it because they're so greedy. And they want to have, they're like, we want to have all this revenue. So we're just going to put them up everywhere and just screw people over. And then when people revolt and say, you know, hey, we're pushing the cameras, we're putting Easter eggs on top of the cameras, we're not going to pay the tickets. Well, then they go, wait a minute, we spent a ton of money on this, and now it's not reaping the benefit
now
that we wanted.
Now they have to send guys out to actually monitor the red light cameras.
Yeah, exactly. And so now they're mad, so they want to go sue the people that they signed the contract with. It's ridiculous. Don't put them up in the first place. It totally pisses me off. Now, here's another story out of the New York Times. Turkey arrests three Vice news journalists on terrorism charges. This just came out today. The three journalists for Vice News have been formally arrested in southeast Turkey and charged with aiding a terrorist organization 4 days after they were detained while covering the conflict between Kurdish separatists and the Turkish state. So I guess they're covering both sides of the story.
Well, that's the terrorists don't like. Right there.
Let me tell you, the Turks will come down hard on you. There's some old Bilderberg footage, I think from 2006 or 2007, of Jim Tucker getting harassed by the Turks. And I mean, those are people you don't want to mess with.
That reminds me somewhat of Amber Lyon when she went out to Bahrain and she was documenting what was going on out there. Then they essentially detained her and gave her a very limited view. Like, we'll drive you around to the places where we want you to go and see what we want you to see.
Look, here's a mall. Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Well, it's like with North Korea, when you go in, if they allow you to come in, they have like this little area set up that like looks nice, but really on the outskirts, it's just horrendous poverty. People have no food.
Yeah. This is just another instance of how they want to control the narrative. And the Turks are definitely, I think, can be implicated in giving these missiles and this whole missile deal with Benghazi. Giving missiles to ISIS, you know. How does ISIS come up with missiles on their own? They're not building.
Well,
they don't have weapons.
They get grenades airdropped to them, you know, courtesy of Western governments.
Yeah. No, it's ridiculous. Hey, I want to change gears here and get into Clinton. Now that Larry Nichols was talking about Clinton today, how he thinks that when this stuff goes to trial, she'll want to use the emails. She'll say, hey, I want to use my emails as evidence. And they'll say, no, it's classified. Can't do it. We're going to throw the whole case out. And which is I could see the Clintons doing this. I covered this last night on the nightly news. This is from Breitbart. Exclusive. Hillary shared an email network with the Clinton Foundation. So her server at her house, she had her personal emails, the ClintonMail.com, but they also had PresidentClinton.com, which was part of the Clinton Foundation. So everybody was using that server. And can you imagine all the people working for the Clinton Foundation, you know, hitting a phishing scam or something, and then that allows access to people to look at State Department emails.
I don't understand how anybody in their right mind in America can still go out and support this woman with everything that comes out on a daily basis. People show up to her campaigns and they sit out there with these signs. I mean, I hope to God they're getting paid for that stuff. I mean, and that's not real. I just don't understand how anybody, when all this evidence is out, at the end of the day, like, you can sleep good at night knowing that you're going to vote for that evil human being.
Yeah.
That's the most evil person in the world.
Well, that's just what they want. They just want her for whatever reason, because it's a legacy.
General Petraeus has been demonized for 10 times less.
And if you don't get her, you're going to get Barry the Socialist. So that's what you're looking at. I want to go to Leanne McAdoo. Did a report on the Clinton emails. It's a real short one. Well, we're going to go to that, and we'll be right back after this.
I used a single account for convenience. Obviously, these years later, it doesn't look so convenient. And most importantly, I never sent classified material on my email, and I never received any that was marked classified.
7,000 pages are set to be released from Hillary Clinton's private homebrew server this evening. Now, under intense questioning, the State Department admits that within this latest data dump of emails, about 150 of them will be upgraded to classified status. Now, the agency spokesperson stressed that the information was not marked as classified at the time, although he concedes that, you know, some changes are going to have to be made within the intelligence community. Obviously, there is absolutely no excuse for improperly handling sensitive information. All of these emails resided on a private homebrew mail server that Clinton had set up herself. She controlled it. It was away from the prying eyes of government inspectors and Freedom of Information Act officials, and it includes the 30,000 emails that Hillary Clinton already ordered to be deleted because she said they were personal in nature. Now, obviously, the question here is, would those personal emails include pay-to-play donations that were made to the Clinton Foundation? Now, let's not forget that while Clinton was steering American foreign policy as the Secretary of State, donations were pouring in to the Clinton Foundation, and this includes a deal that gave the Russians control of one-fifth of all uranium production capacity in the United States. The company, Uranium One, donated $2.35 million to the Clinton Foundation. Those contributions weren't publicly disclosed by the Clintons, despite an agreement that was struck between Hillary and the Obama White House to publicly identify all donors. So could this be a reason why the establishment is throwing Hillary to the wolves? Her sloppiness could expose a lot of other shady business deals.
There you go. That was some interesting information from Leanne McAdoo. And I found this article this morning, exclusive jailed hacker Guccifer boasts, I used to read Clinton's memos and then do the gardening. And this is a really interesting article. It's very long, talks about his life, where he comes from. This is a guy in a village who taught himself how to hack. One guy could break into the system and do what thousands of other hackers in China couldn't do. One guy can, you know, can shake the system to its foundation.
And I can't remember if it's Guccifer or not, but I remember somebody hacked Bush's computer.
It was him.
And then they got a picture of him, like, painting himself in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And all kinds of weird stuff.
Let me tell you, these guys, they're doing soul searching because they realize what they've done. I mean, when you look at those paintings of Bush, it's sad. That guy is definitely sorry for what I hope he's sorry for what he did. I mean, starting two wars.
Have you seen that show, Mr. Robot?
No.
That's where this hacker goes in, and he goes to the evil core, all these different corporations, and exposes all the evil stuff they do, their past, pedophilia, all this stuff, and just wrecks them. It's a really neat show. People have to check it out.
I haven't checked that out. But here, going back to Clinton, this is why she's going to win. She's got one-fifth of the delegates already secured for her nomination. This is out of Bloomberg. It came out on the 28th. As Vice President Joe Biden considers a potential run, Hillary Clinton's campaign is seeking to project dominance at the Democratic National Committee meeting in Minneapolis. And it goes on that she has one-fifth of the delegates already sewed up in her favor. So Bernie Sanders, it really doesn't matter, you know, the populist campaign you're going to run and try to get, you know, college kids out there to turn into little socialists. You're going to be beat by Clinton, unfortunately. And I've said it before, it's probably going to be a Clinton-Bush
election. Well, it's still early, election.
It is still early. But
Biden,
you know what?
Biden Bush throw his hat there, and Obama's already said he's going to give him the tip. He's already going to back him.
I don't think it matters.
Well,
we
talked to Larry Nichols, the Clinton insider, and he was telling Josh and myself that this was all pretty much a plan with Clinton. He said if he was running this campaign, he would want her to be the underdog. So then when the time came, you know, she's going to have some massive resurgence for whatever reason, and then she'll get the nomination.
She's going to court.
oh, she's beat the charges. She's beat the rap. There's not, they can't do anything. They can't stop her now. She's going to take it all the way. You see Chris Matthews getting a tingle in his leg as he talks about it.
As I start to vomit all over the floor.
Totally disgusting. Hey, we're going to go to break here in a second. I want to go to Michael if I can. I wish I'd go to the other callers, but I want to play David Knight's report that he did 2 years ago now about the spy in the bag and how he got in there and other interesting killings that have happened. You know, people who said they weren't going to kill themselves but suddenly died. Michael, we have about less than a minute. What's your story of the local sheriff having issues with the DOD?
It was the Department of Justice is what it was. Apparently he did something during an arrest, punched another person, and 8 officers were put on paid leave because they don't, you know, they told on him, I guess, is what they're telling us. They want the sheriff to resign. He says no, and he wants the names of the officers that are trying to pin this on him so they can be disciplinary action.
Ah, so, yeah, you turn in one of your own, and then they want to find out so they can do the dirty back on you. Well, you know, all I can say is, people who get into that line of work, they either really need to be really great guys, or they seem to be either really great guys or really awful control freak type people. And I've run into a few of them myself in the past, these control freak type people. But I've also run into some great cops.
Yeah, you got to keep your nose clean in that job. If you don't, as soon as someone has dirt on you, that's going to be held over your head. And even if you think that guy's your best friend, they're going to come after you.
As soon as you start getting burnt out, get out.
Yeah.
You know, I support, hey, let's give them a month vacation every 2 years, I think, to let them clear their jets.
Yeah, that's definitely a job you want a level-headed individual.
Exactly. You don't want somebody who's really mad about their day. Now, we're going to come back. I'm going to introduce David Knight's report, and then that's going to be all for us in the fourth hour. This is Rob Dew, Jakari Jackson, Joe Biggs here doing the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Stay tuned for more.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24-7 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Rob Dude, this is our last segment of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go right to David Knight's report talking about how this man killed himself and put himself in a bag.
Well, 3 years after an MI6 codebreaker's body was found padlocked in a bag in an empty bathtub in an MI6 safe house, the London Metropolitan Police have ruled that it was an accident.
Allow me to congratulate you on a brilliant bit of deduction.
That's right. Move along. There's nothing to see here. But there is plenty to see here about how governments work. His body was found inside a zipped and padlocked bag in a bathtub. No palm prints were on the side of the bathtub. No traces of his DNA on the padlock outside of the bag. His cell phone was wiped clean that day. And his employer, MI6, that's British Intelligence, didn't report him missing for 8 days, despite the fact that his body was in one of their safe houses just blocks away from their headquarters. And just last year, the coroner concluded that he probably was killed by another person. Coroner Fiona Wilcox said that it was, quote, a legitimate line of inquiry that other spies were involved in the death of Gareth Williams, 31, a member of the UK's Secret Intelligence Service, SIS, also known as MI6. But Metropolitan Police said he probably died accidentally on his own, rejecting conspiracy theories. His family said, if this wasn't the SIS and it was the Cray twins or someone else, you would be investigating. You would have gone into far more detail. And there were some more details thrown in. He had $30,000 worth of unworn women's clothing, a bright red wig, and some suspicious sexual things there. But the coroner's investigation ruled that he was not gay, not a transvestite. Those things, I believe, were simply red herrings to distract people from what the real question is, and that is, how could he have gotten padlocked into the bag? The Press Association reported that a former parachute regiment reservist who specializes in rescuing people from confined spaces was unable to lock himself inside an identical bag. No palm prints were on the side of the bathtub. No traces of his DNA on the padlock outside of the bag. He said, I couldn't say it's impossible, but I think even Houdini would have struggled with this one. This is something we've seen not just in the UK, but frequently in the United States, that people who have sensitive information about government secrets or about the people who run the government somehow just mysteriously die or commit suicide, even though they didn't have any history of being suicidal, and even though the explanations for their deaths make absolutely no sense. Take the case of Gary Webb, investigative reporter who supposedly committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice. It was merely coincidental that he had exposed CIA and Reagan administration using the crack cocaine drug trade to finance Nicaraguan Contras. Or take Deborah Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam who had perhaps incriminating...
We're actually going to repost that video right now, right when I'm done with this. You can look at the other instances of people who said they were going to come out and expose government corruption, and then they end up dead. Now, it's interesting, that spy had obtained Clinton's diary and passed it on to a friend, so obviously... That put him on, well, I'm pretty sure that's what put him on the hit list. Guys, what do you think, wrapping it up here today?
Well, just when we talk about all these people who had no desire to commit suicide, whether DC Madam or Gary Webb, and then all of a sudden, you know, they die under these suspicious circumstances, then it's just, oh, it's a suicide. And nobody questions it.
Right.
You know, even though it, no matter how suspicious these circumstances can be, nobody will question it because they heard it on their favorite news channel.
That's for the Clintons get killed.
That's it. That's how you end up part of the Clinton body count. Sorry to Taylor, Cash, and Philip. We're not going to have time to get to you guys, but you can see more reports. We're going to be here in the nightly news tonight, 7 p.m. Central. Leanne McAdoo will be hosting, and we're going to have a whole host of other things. We're going to repost this report about the spy in the bag. We produced that report back in November of 2013. So 2 years ahead, now the mainstream media is talking about it once again, and we'll probably never get to the bottom of that death or any of the others as long as we let these control freaks stay in power. So have your cell phone camera handy, and anytime you see news, shoot it, and then send it to us. Here's my email, robd@infowars.com, robd@infowars.com. I love getting your tips. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Yes, nightly news tonight.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.